We're holding the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis on the top of the Amid. Ve'ein mevorchin al haner ad shiyo usu. We don't make a birchas haner of Barim Ara Eish until a person actually benefits from the fire. Zok the Gemara Omrav Yudom Rav lo yo usu yu usu mamish. You don't physically have to benefit from the fire. El kol shilu oimid bekorayf. If a person would have been in near proximity, umishtamish la oiroi, and you'd be utilizing the fire at that moment, then you can make the bracha even if now you're far away. That means it has to be such a flame that if you would have been in a close proximity, you'll be able to utilize the fire. But today, when you make the bracha, you don't have to physically be nearby. You can make the bracha even berichug makom. That's Rav Yudom Rav Shita. You don't have to physically benefit, but you have to be able to benefit if you would have been nearby. We're not talking about physically benefiting. Even when you're far away, you can make the bracha. If you see it, if you're far away, if you would have been close by, you would have been nana loyre. If a person has a candle that's tomun bechekoi, that is hidden under his arm, oy bepanis, panis zogdrashi ba'ashoshis, assuming it's behind a glass, maybe not even a clear glass. Or you see the actual flame, but you're not benefiting from the flame. Or you're benefiting from the flame, but you don't see the actual flame. So all these cases, you don't make the bracha of Meira Eish until you see the actual flame, and you benefit from it. So we see clearly that you have to actually benefit. So the fact that you're benefiting from the fire, even though you don't see the actual flame, how is that possible? If let's say the fire is around the bend, so I can benefit from the light that emanates from around the corner, even though I don't see the actual flame. So that's shayach, that mishtamish v'loi ro shal heves. Elo ro shal heves v'loi nishtamish l'oiro. What's the case in the braisa? That you see the actual flame, but you don't benefit from it. What does that mean? So must be that you're far away. So we see clearly that you don't make a bracha even if you see the flame, because you're not actually benefiting from it. You see it, but you're not benefiting means you're far away. So far away is not enough to make a bracha. Rav Yudom Rav said even brichug makom. Rav Ashi said even brichug makom. Here we see brichug makom. You cannot make a bracha. You have to be yusum mamish. So the mother loy, that's not a raya. Going to Amyeva Azla. We're talking about that the flame is about to be extinguished. It's on its way down. That's why you can't make a bracha. La'olam, when you don't benefit physically, even brichug makom, you could make a bracha if you would be able to benefit if you would have been nearby. The fact that the Braisa says you can't make a bracha in all these echetimtzes is talking about not that you're brichug makom, but rather the Amyeva Azla, where the flame is about to be extinguished. And in such a case, even if you're nearby, you won't benefit from it because it's about to be extinguished. It's going off. Zok the Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbanan. Gecholim loy chashois. If you have coals that are loy chashois, that means that are burning. So mevorchen alein, you can make the bracha on them. However, if they're oimemois, if they're not burning, ein mevorchen alein, you can't make the bracha on them. Zok di gemara hechi domi. What are we talking about? Hechi domi loichashois. Omer Rav Chisda, what is the gedder of loichashois that is considered burning that you can make the bracha? Omer Rav Chisda kol shilu machnis atoche kisom. If you place a twig on that coal, the dolekes may allow it lights on its own without blowing air into it. So then you can make the bracha. However, if it's oimemois, that means it's not burning enough that if you would place a twig, like a match on it, it would not catch fire, so then you can't make a bracha. Zog de mori ibayilu, oy memois ha oy memois. Is oy memois with an aleph or is oy memois with an ayin? Zog de gemara. Toshma, I'll bring you the following raya, the omer afchizu ba'avdimi. Arozim loy omamua began elokim. It says in the posik that arozim loy amamua began elokim. So it says the lashon of an ayin. So we see that the lashon of not considered burning is a lashon with an ayin. Zok the Gemara v'Rava Omar. We have a machlokes over here. Rava says Yeusu mamish. Rav Yudom and Rav said lo Yeusu Yeusu mamish. You don't physically have to be nana. Rava says no Yeusu mamish. You have to physically nana from the fire. That means you have to be Bekir of Makom. You have to be nearby. Now, as a machlokes we're showing him, what does Rava mean? Does Rava mean Yeusu mamish that you have to be nearby? Lafuke Rav Yudom Rav that said afilu beruchik makom, or does he say more than that? Yeusu mamish means it's not enough to be nearby. You have to physically be nana. You have to actually be nana. You have to benefit from the fire. That's a weird takanoyig. We take our fingernails and we look into the fire. We look into the palm of our hand to be physically nana, to look at the tzipanayim. So that's the question. Yeusu mamish derived in the nasogas of the Balam Or. Taka says that it means not just kiruv makom. It means physically being nana from the fire. Zogma v'kama, what's this amount together of being nana? Oma ula k'desh yakib and isa l'punyan, to be able to differentiate between two types of coins, an isa and a punyan. And that's why we take a look at our fingernails. To be able to differentiate between an isa and a punyan, that's the amount, that the proximity that you're able to look at your fingernails and differentiate between the palm of your hand and the nails. So that is also similar to an isa and a punyan. Chizki omar, k'desh yakib ben meluzma shel tveyim le'meluzma shel tzipoira, to differentiate between the two types of mishkoilos, two types of weights, a tiveria de kamaluzma and a tzipoya de kamaluzma. So we have a machlokes. Rav Yudom and Rav says lo yusu mamish, you don't have to physically be nana. It even be richug mokum, and Rav says yusu mamish, it has to be bikiru mokum, and you have to be nana. Now the Braisa brought before the raya that richug mokum is sufficient. The Gemara had a kasha because it said hoisle tmuna bechekoi bepanas. All these cases, you can't make a bracha, so we see clearly that you have to be Bekir of Makom. The Gemara answered that Daz was talking about the Am Yiva Azla, so it's not a good flame. Now, the raya that we brought was a case of Panas. Panas, Rashi said it was Ashoshis. Ashoshis seems to imply it's a regular glass. If it's a glass, so why is that not considered Yusul Oire? Why would you not be able to make a bracha? So the Bi'alocha Taka is Mistapik, and he says if a glass is sufficient or not, in Reish Tariches. Now, but Lamaisa, because the Achronim bring a raya that the Gemara said earlier, Erev Ba'ashoshes, the Gemara in the first parak, Erev Ba'ashoshes is considered a Riyah. So a glass is considered seeing. Like we said, Kiddush Levana, you can say if need be, even from a glass window. So some place can want to say, but Yashvin Ores wants a Michalik, and he says that the Panas over here, the Ashoshes over here, is talking about not a see-through glass. And that's why you can't make a bracha. But Ein Chanami, a regular glass that's shkufa, that's see-through, that you could. That's different than what the Gemara is not talking about, a regular Ashoshes, our type of glass. The Mishabura is talking about Supik in them, but Rabbi Yashiv's other place can say that a glass is different than the Gemara Panas is talking about, and not a see-through glass. The Rajba is also much like that. The Rajba learns that Ashoshes is talking about a Kli Barzel with small Nekovim, so it's not so visible. And that's where Yitaka, you can't make a bracha. Mashenken Ashoshes biyomeinu, Mishabur is mistapik, but many poskim say a glass is sufficient to make a bracha. Obviously, it's better to not see it in through a glass, because you want to see it ke'en the Eish of my separations, so merely you don't see it through something that's separating it. Zog digma vayta. Rav Yehuda mevorech advei adedaila. Rav Yehuda made the bracha by Re'esh from the home of adedaila. Now adedaila, Rashi says, was far from his home. Rochik mibesai. That's Rav Yehuda l'shitosai. Rav Yehuda omer Rav said, you don't need Yehusa mamish, you can even be b'richuk mokum. So that's why advei adedaila was even b'richuk mokum. Rav mevorech advei gurya. Rav Lishtosei, Rav said Yeusu Mamish, so Dvei Guryu was near his home. Zogt Rashi, Somuch LeBeisoi, Rav LeTamei, that says you need Somuch. So Rav Mevorech Advei Guryu Bachoma. Abai Mevorech Advei Baravuho. Here Rashi doesn't say if he was far near his home or far from his home, because there's no Lishtosei from Abai, so we're not sure. We're not sure if he was near his home or far from his home, but it's one or the other. Either was near or was far. Zog Gemara. Now the Gemara that we had earlier that said that Hayoholich Bekrach V'ra Or. So over there, it seems to imply that you're not near it. It says you're walking on the outskirts of a city and you see a fire emanating. And you can make a bracha. So some explain that that Gemara is talking about that it's such a strong fire that even when you're walking on the outskirts of the city, it's considered like Kiruv. It's considered like you're nearby because it's such a strong fire. So it's like the mice. It's like Yehusha Mamish because it's not considered Richug Makam. It's such a large flame. So there's no raya from that Gemara. Hoya hoylech bekrach v'ra and you saw that fire doesn't mean it's berichug davka. Zog the Gemara Om Rav Yudom Rav Ein mechazrin ala ur kedech shemechazrin ala mitzvahs. A person is not obligated to go search and fetch and make a bracha on a fire if he doesn't have the ma'ir in front of him. Ein mechazrin, you don't have to go search for it. Kedech shemechazrin ala mitzvahs, like a person does by mitzvahs. Om Rav Zeira mireishav mehadana. I used to always go chase and try to make the bracha of ma'ir eish even if it wasn't available. Came in the Shemana Lo de Rav Yudom Rav. Once I heard the statement of Rav Yudom Rav that Ein Mechazrin, so I know Nami Lo Mahadalno, I didn't go chase it. Ela'i Mikli Memele Mevachino. If I came across a fire, I made a bracha. If I didn't, I didn't. So the Gemara comes out that you're not Mechuyev to go be Mechazir Acharov. If you come across it, you make the bracha. So the Ramban explains, because it's a Birchas HaShvach, so just like you're not mechuyev to go chase every birchas hashvach, you don't go to the Yama Golol to make the brachas. So who had the novi? Not mechuyev to be mechazer after the bracha of Omeri Eish. It's a birchas hashvach. According to the Chazanish that we learned earlier, that he holds that every birchas Omeri Eish is a birchas hanenin. It's not a birchas hamitzvahs. So it's also understandable why ain't mechazer nachov. He's not mechuyev to be mechazer after birchas hanenin. Pashtas, this is the same din. By Ma'ira Eish, so too by Besomim. Ein Mechazin Achrov. Both of them are like a Birchas Hanenin. However, the Mishabura is Mechalik in Reish Tzariches between Ma'ira Eish, that over there the Halach is Yotza Moitzi, and he considered the Birchas Mitzvahs. And then it's a Shikol Shver, I mean, it's a Chiddush. Ein Mechazin Achrov, even though it's a Birchas Mitzvahs. And by Besomim, he says, Ein a Moitzi. Someone who is not nana from the besomim, he can't smell. He can't be moitzi someone else. It's a birchas hanenin. So the mishabur is mechalik between besomim a birchas hanenin and eish. He calls it birchas hamitzvahs and yotza moitzi. Even though the gemara says ein mechazrin, it might be birchas hamitzvahs, but you're not mechuyev to be mechazer. It's only if you come across it in miklalei memele mevarchinon. Other achrayim, the chazanish learns both are birchas hanenin. And itaka, you're not mechuyev to be mechazer after birchas hanenin. And itaka, you can't be moitzi someone, even by Eish, if you're ready yoitza, or if you're not yoitza yourself. And other Rishonim are mashma, it's a birchas hashvach. So birchas hashvach, you're not mechuyev to be mechazer either way. Zog di gemara weiter, misha ochal. We're going now, the gemara is going on, the machlokes besham beshilol. If a person ate, pass, and if he got the bench bimkoimoy and he left this place, are you mechuyev to go back or not? Besham says you mechuyev to go back. Beshilol says yivarch bimkoimoy. Tosfos said earlier that even beshilol agrees to beshamai, and they were noyik like that. I'm roim were noyik to go back. That's this gemara. Zok demor om rav zvid vitem rav dimi barabaya baraba. The machlokes besham beshilol if you mechuyev to go back is beshochach. If a person left this place forgetfully, he forgot that he left. He forgot that he had the bench. So then Beis Hillel says, you can be mevarach b'mkoymoy in your new place. Avo b'mezid, if I'm purposely, you went to another place knowing that you're not going to bench in this original place. Divehakol yachsel b'mkoymoy, even Beis Hillel agrees you have to go back to the original place. Vivarach and bench over there. Zogmo pshita v'shochach tanan, it says shochach. So obviously b'mezid, you have to go back. Zogmo amaru tem, you might think no. Who had enough ilo mezid, even by mezid Beis Hillel holds you can bench in a new place. V'haritoni shochach, the reason why it says shochach, lo'idiacho koicha de Beis Shammai, to tell us the chiddush of Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai says you have to go back to your place, even by shochach. And that the Gemara says, komash malon that no, that Beis Hillel is only maker by shochach, and Beis Hillel agrees that by mezid, that you have to be yachselim koimoi. You might think that Beis Hillel's din is even by mezid. Komash malon that no, and it's only said, lo'idiacho koicha de Beis Shammai. It says shochach lo'idiach koch lebeis shamai. Komash lo that no that Beis Hillel agrees by mezid that you have to go back on koymoi. Zog demo tanya omelam Beis Hillel beis shamai. Beis Hillel told beis shamai ledvareichem according to you that you have to go back. Misha ochal b'roish habira, if someone eats on the top of a bira, on the top of a tower. V'shochach v'yorad. And he left the tower without benching. V'loy birich. So yachse l'roish habira v'yivorech. He should go back. So for some reason, Beis Hillel did not understand. It was a pellet to him that it can't be Yav Mechuyiv to go back. That was his kashan Beis Shammai. Omelam Beis Shammai said, Beis Shammai told Beis Hillel, Devarechem, according to you, Mishashochach Arnike B'Roish Habira, if you forgot your wallet on the top of the tower, and you went down there, Lo Yala L'Vietlena, you're not going to go back and get it? So L'Chavayda Atzma, you're Oyle L'Chavayda Shemaim, L'Kol Shekein. So what's this tzad? Not like that. Of course you go back. So it's very schwer to understand the Shakla V'Taya. Beis Hillel tells Beis Shammai, on the top of the tower, if you go down, you're not going to go back. Zok Beis Shammai Tzirik, of course you go back. If you left your wallet there, you're going to go back. So why should you go back for Birchas Hamazon? So some Achrayim explain that we're talking about that it's a Makom Sakona. You came from a Makom Sakona. So maybe for a Makom Sakona, you're not Mechuyev to go back. Put yourself in a Sakona. On that Beis Shammai says back, you would go back for a Makom Sakona for your wallet that you left there. You would take a chance. So Mele Birchas Hamazon is not any different. Zokti Mora Hanu Tre Talmidei. There were two Talmidim. Chad Ovid Bishoygi Ke Beis Shammai. One of them did Bishoygi like Beis Shammai. That means even Bishoygi went back. And what happened when he went back? He was rewarded. Ve'ashkach Arniki Didavan. He found a gold wallet. A lot of money. A reward. Ve'chad Ovid B'meizit Ke Beis Hillel. One of them did B'meizit with the intention of not benching where I ate, but in benching somewhere else. Ke Beis Hillel. Ve'achle Ayei. And a lion ate him up and devoured him. And he was killed. Now, really, Beis Hillel never said the din by Mezid. We just said that Beis Hillel only says the din by Shogeg. By Mezid, he agrees. So either the pshat is, this Talmud did like Beis Hillel, like we had in the Havamina. Or pshat is, he did like Beis Hillel says by Shogeg, he did by Mezid. Now, it doesn't really mean that he's chayiv an oynish of an achle ari. Rabbi Yashu explains in the Oros, it's tam estavi yer nenash for a misa for being oivan his din. The pshat is that he was in a mokum sakona. He didn't have the schuz to protect him, so melo achle ari. If he would have done kehilchasa, then that would have been a schuz that protected him. Being in a mokum sakona without this schuz, so melo achle ari. Zog the Gemara. Rabbi Baba Chana have a ka'ozel b'shialta. He was traveling together with a caravan accompanied with other people. Ochal, he ate, but v'ishtele, he forgot the bench, v'loy borich, and he left his position. So he was thinking to himself, what am I going to tell my fellow travelers? Omar hechi avid, I aminilu in shoy, if I tell them I forgot the bench, let's go back, turn around 10 miles. So amrili, they'll tell me, Hashem is everywhere. So wherever you bench, it's good. What do you have to go schlep back now? Bench over here. You bench to the Eibishter. The Eibishter is everywhere. So he figured to himself, Mutav da aminalu, it's better I tell them, Anshi yoina de dahavi, that I forgot a gold dove, meaning a valuable jewel, a dove made out of gold. So they'll agree that we should turn around. Omaluhu. So he told them, Antrilu de enshoi yoine de dahava. Wait for me because I forgot a gold dove. Ozil, he went back, uborich, and he went to bench in his place. He did the right thing. The ashkach yoine de dahava, and he was rewarded and he received a yoine de dahava he found over there. Now, according to this, Taz Bavarns, how did he lie? Are you allowed to lie? So some say he allowed to lie for a Dvar Mitzvah. He wanted to do the Mitzvah of benching, so he couldn't tell them, I forgot to bench, he'll never agree. So he said a Sheker in order to do Mekayim Mitzvah. But others say Fakert, this wasn't a lie. Because we'll see in the Gemara says that Mitzvahs are compared to a Yoina. So in Mela, he said, I forgot the Yoina didn't have. I forgot a Dove, because doing a Mitzvah is like a Yoina. Zog the Gemara. Why did he say he forgot a yoina? The mystic Knessi saw a yoina because Klai saw is compared to a yoina. The chsiv can for yoina nech bekesef v'avroitze biyirak rechorutz my yoina and the tzelis el bekrafel. How does yoina protect itself with its wings, not with its beak like other birds? Afisol and nitzolin el bemitzvus. So Klai saw is only saved with mitzvus. So here we see that fakert mitzvus is like a yoina. We compare ourselves, Klai Yisrael, compared to a yoina, because we're nitzel with a mitzvah, like the wings of a yoina, lafuke, the back of other birds. So Mele, he said, I forgot a yoina. I forgot a yoina, but I forgot to do the mitzvah. So Taka wasn't a sheker. Now, la halacha, if it's someone forgot to bench, b'shoigeg, is yachsel mekoymai. That's what we pass in taka, that yachsel mekoymai. If you are not choyza, so if you bench in the new place that you are, so you're yotze, b'diavad you're yotze too. There is a tzad that if you went b'mezid, then if you bench in a new place, you're not even yotze b'diavad. It would not work. Unless you go back to your place. Others say that no, that b'dievad yoytz, even if you left the mezit. Ayin kuf pei dalet, all the different shittas. Now, this din is the gabe pass. If you got the bench, do you go back or not? So, yachsel mekoymoy, even b'shoigig, you have to go back mekoymoy, by shoigig. Now, b'mezit v'shteitzich, but even by shoigig. The halach is that you have to go back. Now, is this din also by zayin minim? Is it by Chamesh Minit Dogin? Is it by all Zayin Minin? Is it by every Bracha Achroina? Or is it only by Pas, by Birch Samozin? So, the Rosh Lamaisa holds it's applicable by all Zayin Minit Dogin. And not like the Rashi, but it says only by Pas. And that's Lamaisa we fear zich by all Zayin Minit Dogin. If you can go back. Now, if a person has Pas in the Mokam Hasheni, so if he eats over there Pas, then you're not mechuyev to go back, and it would help even b'mezid. That means if you're behead you going there, and you have pas over there too, even if you eat a little, ayin mishter bura kuf pei dalet over there, that says that if you're oichel b'makom hasheni, that would help to not be have to go back. Zog d'mal v'ayta ad emosai, until how long could you bench? What's the shir ikul? Zog d'mal kama shir ikul. Omer Rabbi Yechonon, what's the shear of digestion? Omer Rabbi Yechonon calls man shein eroiv, as long as you're not hungry. That's a shear equal. Resh Lakish Omer calls man sheitzamei machmas achilosoi. You're still thirsty because of your food that you ate. Fakert, we said that's a chir b'chsamozen. If a person is thirsty when he eats, he's mechuyev to drink, and then he's a chayev in b'chsamozen, v'chalta v'savotel, as it means shear. So calls man yitzamei because of the food that you ate, you still can bench. Omer Rabbi Yechonon ba'shalmei l'mazutra. Maybe you'd have to drink. You'd have to drink in order to mechayim in birchas hamazon. But akaponim, that's a shear that you still can bench. It's still before the man equal. Omer Rav Yehme by Shamel Mazutra. Omer Rav Yehme by Shiz Vilmazutra. Biomer Shlokish Ochi. Did the Shlokish say that the shear is because man shear tzomim machmas achilosai? Omer Rav Ami. Omer Shlokish. Kama shear equal kdei lahalach dalad mil. The shear is arba milin. It's a shear which is not dependent on every person. Arba mil is a set amount. Dependent on every person is a shear of as long as you're thirsty. As long as you're hungry, as long as you're thirsty. These are relative shiurim. The set of vechle shiurim. Arba milin is a different shear. So, come on, loy kasha. Kam b'achila meruba, kam b'achila muetis. Depends. Achila meruba, Rashi learns achila meruba means if you ate a lot, sin in the shear is taka dalad mil. Zog Rashi, achila meruba, dalad mil. Toises brings his Rashi, and then he says a gears of a carrot. Yes, the Neil Lafarge Ibcho. Achila meruba is called man shu tzomei. Avamuat is dalad mil. Akoponim, the Gemara is mechalik between dalad mil or tzomei, achila meruba or achila muetes. Now, what's the shear of dalad mil? So a mil is a machalik is what it is. Either a mil is 18 minutes or it's 22 and a half minutes or it's 24 minutes. So it'll come out 4 mil is either 72 minutes. That's a shear equal 90 minutes or 96 minutes. And that's a shear of equal that you still can bench. Now, the Magen Avraham says that you have to be machmir, according to this, even in the middle of a suda. If a person did not eat bread for that amount of time of dalad mil, even assuming it's the Mohammed Kashita 96, the more Kula Kashita, meaning all the way 96 minutes, a shear mil is 24 minutes, let's say, not 18, either 72 or 96. But the point is, if you did not eat bread for that amount of shear, even in the middle of a suda, even if you're not Messiah Dat, Zokta Magen Avraham of Kuf Pei Dalet, that you're Mechuyev to make a Bracha Rishoyna again. Because since the Achila is over, since the Ikul is over, so now anything you eat requires a new Bracha Rishoyna. Other Achronim argue on this, and they say, no, Avada, if you're not Messiah Das, it helps. But Lemaise, that's why it's better in the middle of a Suda, if you have a long, stretched-out Suda, to eat bread within the time that 96 minutes elapse or 72 minutes elapse, it shouldn't be dalad mil without an achila. The question is, what's the lumness in the bracha rishayna? Does the bracha rishayna help for the achila? And once the equal is over, so the achila is over? Or does the bracha rishayna help for whatever you have to ask for to eat? And then even after this man equal, the bracha rishayna would help. Sakti gemara. Bolehem yayin. This Gemara was referring to that if you get the wine after a meal, so Bishamai says that you drink it and you don't have a kois for Bichas Hamazon, Bishil says you keep it. But then the Gemara is going on Vaita. Then the Gemara said that if you hear a bracha from a kuti, then you don't answer Omen unless you hear the whole bracha, because maybe he's making a mvarach la'agrizim. Mashenk in Yisrael, you don't have to hear the whole bracha, you can answer Omen. Zog the Gemara lememra the Yisrael. If you hear a bracha from Yisrael, if you don't hear the whole bracha, you can answer amen. And if you don't hear the whole bracha, the Gemara is assuming now not just answering amen. You're yoytze with the mevorech. How could be yoytze if you don't hear the whole bracha? We're not talking about that you're being yoytze. You didn't eat with them. You're not listening to be yoytze. You're just answering amen. Answering to be yoitza, you didn't eat with them. Stam, the question is, by Yisrael, you can answer Amen even without hearing the whole bracha, because you know he's mevarach to the Eibishter. Mashenk by Yikuti, you can't. Now, the Achronim ask a kasha, that the tzad that you have to be hear the whole bracha in order to be yoitza, and if you want to be yoitza, you can't not hear the whole bracha. The famous Gemara of Anche Alexandria, they were yoitza chazaras hashatz. So how could it be they didn't hear the whole bracha? So the Teretz is, the Prima Godim says that over there, they were yoytze, they didn't make a brachas. They weren't yoytze be'etzim, they didn't make a brachas. For that type of yoytze, you don't have to hear the whole bracha. Forget it. They just knew where they were holding. They didn't even hear the bracha at all. They just heard the amen, and they knew which bracha it was. Zog di gemara, Omale rav lechia brei. Bri, my son. Chatoif uborich, chap around the bracha. Whenever you have an opportunity, have a chance to be mevorich, be the one that's be moitzi others and make the bracha. V'chenom ravuna l'rabe berei, chatoif uborich. Lememra the mevorich order, it's better to make the bracha versus answering amen. Miman the oni amen. V'otani rabbi yoisi amen. God loina amen yoisi min amvorich. The one that answers amen is greater than the one that makes the bracha. Amen l'rab neroi hashamayim keinu. I swear that that's how it is. Teda, sherei gulayrin yodin umizgarin b'melchama. The simple foot soldiers, they fight the war initially. And then when the battle continues and they're winning, so then giboyrim yodin umenatzchin, giboyrim, the big generals come up and they continue the battle. So the one that finishes it off is greater. The one that oyne omen is greater than mevorich.
Zog di gemara tanoihi, it's a machloikes tanoim. Is the Mevorech greater, or is the Oyna Omen greater? The Tanya we learn in this brayse over here. Echa Mevorech ve'echa the Oyna Omen b'mashma. The Mevorech and the Oyna Omen are both nichlan the posik in the Nechemya. Which Rashi brings, the posik is that Bochus Hashem Elokeichem ve'oyme ve'yevochus Shem Kvoitcha. Bochus Shem Kvoitcha is like Danias Omen, which is the Bochus Shem Kvoit Machusoy, which is in the Mikdash, that was like the Omen. So both are nichlan this posik. But yet, to give schar to the oin to the mevorich more than the oin amen, and that's found in these amaroyim that said chatoif uborich. They held like this tana that says that the schar is greater for the mevorich yosim in the oin amen.
Zok ma boim neishmu merav maolan is amen achat tinoikas shabeis rabon. I lada answer amen achat tinoikas shabeis rabon. Since it happened bichaven to the Eibishter when they make a bracha, it's only lislamed. Could you answer amen when they're learning? When they're practicing and learning to make brachas? You're allowed to answer amen after everyone, chutz mi tinoke shebeis rabon, but not after tinoke shebeis rabon. Hoylu islamed asuyin, they're only doing it to learn to make the bracha, but they don't have the Eibishter in mind. They're not miskaven levorech, elo lelamed. That's not when they're saying the haftorah in shul. When they're saying the haftorah from the Novi, you're not allowed to say the haftorah. That's halacha. Zayin kuyin, you have to have a goal. But after you can have a cotton.
in Yerushalayim is a chamoisha. Many times they have a cotton getting the aliyah for the maftir. So the haftorah, a variance of it. Because then the avar, they miskaven, then they miskaven to the Eivishter, then they miskaven for a brocha. Ava bidim if the rayo oin and yelansa omein. La halochin reish tezvav we paskin. That we answer Amen after every cotton that's a gil chinuch. We don't say it's Islam and it's not mischaven, but versteht sich by haftari we answer, but even by cotton shigil chinuch, we answer Amen on his brochas. Sagt die Gemara, Tone Rabbonon. Shemen ma'akivis abrocha. Shemen. The shemen that a person puts on his hand to anoint himself, it's like a soap, or like a detergent, to cleanse himself after he's soiled from the meal, is ma'akav the brocha. You can't make birch samozen, you can't hold a kois, you can't make agofen until you clean yourself. Divi Rabbi Ziloi, Reb Zivya oimel, ain't a ma'akav, it's not ma'akav. Reb Ach oimel, shemen toiv ma'akav. It is ma'akav. Reb Zuama oimel, his name was Reb Zuama. He got his name based on his memra. Zuma means putrid. Reb Zuma Oimer. Keshem she mezuam posel avoida. Just like a mezuam is posel avoida. That means you can't do the avoida when you're mezuam. Kach yodayim mezuam ois psulas lebrocha. So do hands that are mezuam ois. Hands that are putrid are also posel to make a brocha. For bichsamozen. You can't make a brocha bichsamozen. Now a mezuam is posel avoida. Is a kohen that's mezuam, he has a balmum, he can't do the avoida. But we're comparing the mezuam of an avoida so to the mezuam from if your hands are soiled with Michael, you can make the bracha too of birchas hamazon. Obviously, he got his name after the memra that he said. He was called Rab Zuama after he said his memra of mezuam. Zog di gemara, om Rab Nachman bar Yitzchok, ano loy ziloi, v'loy zivoyi, v'loy zumoyi yodano. I don't know all these members of Reb Ziloyi that said that Shemen is ma'akev de brocha, not Reb Zumoyi, not Reb Zivoyi. I don't know all these members. I know one thing. I'm Mestisi yodano. I know there's a braisa. Domer avidom rav, v'amil of masisa tono. V'yiskadashtem elu maim rishoinim. We learned in the post, v'yiskadashtem, there's a chiv maim rishoinim. V'yisim kedoshim elu maim achroinim. Maim achroinim is a chiv. Ki kodesh, we learn zeh shemen, that you have to have the shemen afterwards to remove all putrid smells and soilage that you have. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem zu brocha. That's the brocha of birchas hamozen. That's merumas Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because a brocha is called brocha she'eni moi. Shem Malchus is not called a brocha. So Ani Hashem Lekechem is merumas in the etzem brocha. So there's a machlekes to show him which brocha it's going on. Rashi on the riff, not Rashi over here, Rashi on the riff says it's going on birchas hamozen. And that's the hemshech. Maim Rishonim we learn from here, Maim Achonim we learn from here, Shemen afterwards, and birchas hamozen. The Rabbeinu Yonah says it's going on the Tilas Yadayim, the brocha of the Tilas Yadayim of Maim Rishonim. Al Kaponim, but zu brocha that we learn from him from Ani Hashem Lekechem. Taisov here says that Dafka Lohem, the din of Mayim Achronim was a choiva, Shor Gilim Little Yedeim Achasuda, B'nei Melech Stoimis, because Melech Stoimis, so Mele, you have to do Mayim Achronim. Aval Onu She'en Melech Stoimis Motsu B'neinu, it's not common, so Ein on a Gilim Little Achasuda, Ein on a Tilem Akevas Olen Lavorach, Zog Taisis, Mayim Achronim Bizman Azeh, even though we pass Mayim Achronim is choiva, but Tosh says there are those that are makel because Shem Melech Stoimis is not Motsu. And that's taka the reason why people are makel. But Lemaisa Medina, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, Maim Achonim, is Choyva. The Goyin holds that it's a Choyva Bismanazay, even though there's no Melech Stoimis. And that's not just the Choyva, he holds it's even Chayyab Revias Dafka to wash with the whole Revias, Maim Achonim. Then Tosh says, Miwa Noshim Ugonim, people that are very particular. Harigilin Little Yedeim Achasuda, Vadilahem Akevas Anatila for them, it's Ma'akev,
Hadron aloch elu dvorim, hadron aloch elu dvorim, hadron aloch elu dvorim.